You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
This is our first new show of the year.
Yes, it is.
So we had a repeat last week, So welcome back to everybody.
Welcome 2017.
Absolutely. Our guests today are Kevin Powell and Megan Young with Rubicon Custom Homes, Rubicon Construction, Rubicon Extraordinaire.
Right, there we have it. All types of construction.
There you go.
Absolutely. Sure. They do everything at Rubicon. So tell us a little bit about Rubicon. Let's start it off, and then we'll talk about what Megan does for you now.
Absolutely. Sure. We've been on the show a couple times, but it's generally in a habitat setting. Yeah. So this is kind of our first go to talk about the company. So we've been around since 2003. Our specialty includes custom home renovations, remodels. And we found ourselves last 5 years or so getting into a lot of commercial construction as well. So multifamily, commercial centers, office tenant build out. So it's really expanding. We're looking forward to 2017 and the new projects and new opportunities.
Yeah, one of your first multi-unit projects was downtown on Kirkwood, wasn't it?
Correct.
The Rubicon,
yeah,
right?
Called the Rubicon. Rubicon. Yeah.
Exactly. How aptly named is that?
Right.
It's funny. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day, and it was like, yeah, I know that guy.
Well, we walked into a meeting with the city, and they told us we had to have a name. So
yeah.
If you're going to build this building, you got to name it.
Right, name it after yourself.
That's awesome. But it's an appropriate name.
Yeah, so it's great.
So yeah, so you started doing that. When was, is that 10 years old now?
How
old
is
that?
I'd say that's probably 5 to 6 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a little bit younger then. It's like 10 years. Wow.
It feels
not quite
like
that
it's,
long. Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, it fits so well into the landscape.
It does, yeah.
It looks like it's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, you know, so that was kudos on your part for sure. So
well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Megan's role and what she does for you now with Rubicon.
Absolutely, yeah. Megan's been with us a little over a year. We're very excited to have her. It kind of took us from being just construction only to now design build. So I'll kind of get her background, but she is an architecture and she designs for us. And it's just a really great service that our clients are taking advantage of. And we wanted to get the word out. People looking to build and design now, we can keep everything in-house. And it just makes it, you know, stream a lot easier. So
I was going to say, as a builder, I know that you've had people come to you and say, on napkins, on small pieces of paper, kind of have a square. And I'd like my house to function this way. And you're like, yeah, you can't really build that way. So let's talk to somebody. So now you have Megan on board.
Now we do. Yeah.
So Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you know, I've heard architect thrown around there. You went to architecture school.
I did. So I moved here about a year and a half ago to Bloomington from Cincinnati, got my undergraduate degree at Ohio State, and then went on and got my master's in architecture at Miami of Ohio, then moved to Bloomington in June of 2015. Really enjoy the local community and the aspect of the small town feel of Bloomington. Some things that I guess Rubicon has added to was also design, but we also do things more than just design. We do things from 3D modeling, computer renderings, to 2D sketches, 2D drawings, construction documents, interior selections, just anything that you need to build your home we can help with.
So when people come to you with a sketch, you will sit down with them and kind of walk them through the process.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how that flows for you. What if I'm a new client and I say, okay, I want to build a 2,500 square foot house. Tell me, and I want it to have a master on the main, then what happens?
So we usually start out finding out all of their wants and then all of their needs. and then
two different things for sure.
big differences.
And their budget, I'm sure.
Oh yes.
Yes, and their budget, and then based on what they want and need, we kind of try to put it into perspective of, you know, 2,500 square foot isn't really going to cut it. You may need something a little bigger, a little smaller. And then one of our biggest tools that we've found very helpful is a house account. Which have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have a lot of clients pin things they like on Hal's, and then that way we can kind of get into their head and see what they're thinking, mm-hmm. what their thoughts are.
Because what they say is not always what they mean.
Yes.
Well, in their style, it gives right. you an idea yeah. for yeah. what they their aesthetic is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So that helps us. That helps speed up the process of, instead of you guessing, you actually know what they want or think you know.
And, until they see it built, then they're like, no, that's not what I thought.
Yeah, and then we just kind of go from there.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's so important that you have that locally, because mm-hmm. I think in the past you've had to kind of outsource that, and then it takes longer. The process
right.
takes longer.
Right, it does. You know, Bloomington has a bunch of really good architects, and we still work with them. So, mm-hmm. But having Megan in-house has really streamlined that process, mm-hmm. as you say. You know, instant feedback. Her, mm-hmm. her office is right down the hall from me. So,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it really helps take advantage of that and, you know, kind of pass that on to the client. So mm-hmm. Get their plans turned around quicker and get their project started quicker.
Absolutely. So do you go in depth with them on like cabinetry styles and all of that? You're talking about a house account and pinning the looks.
Yeah, we go in more into depth once we start building and construction. Mm-hmm. But if there's certain things that they want, certain built-ins, you know, an old piece of furniture that belonged to their parents or grandparents and they want have a special spot for it in the mm-hmm. house, you know, then we can incorporate things like that. But the actual cabinetry, we kind of do that more along the construction process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that didn't even occur to me that, and I was just in your house for the first time, Brian, and mm-hmm. it was yeah. like, oh, you have like these special spots mm-hmm. that you have antiques mm-hmm. in, and I don't think you had that, obviously that wasn't, you renovated.
Right, right.
But it wasn't built like that, no. and you just happened to find places that mm-hmm. fit perfectly. So I think it's great that you could say, yeah, I've got this antique buffet, and mm-hmm. I need to have a wall that's X amount of length, and mm-hmm. and that would be something I wouldn't even think about doing.
Right.
So.
Well, I think that's keeping it all in-house together. That way your builder and architect are all working together, and mm-hmm. like you said, you're right down the hallway, because, you know, it speeds up the time and it keeps everyone on the same page at the same time, which I think communication is really important and probably a little bit easier this
right.
way.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You totally lose a lot in translation when you're typing an email or having to leave a voicemail and someone thinks they understand what's going on and they really don't understand what's going on. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and the fact that your clients can come to one place
right.
and meet you both, and sometimes at the same time and sometimes separately.
Right, yeah. So it alleviates a lot of the hoops you have to jump through with a third party. So, mm-hmm. You know, some of the services that she talked about, they've been the best asset to us is the 3D modeling. Mm-hmm. It just makes such a big difference to visually for people to be able to pick that out, you know, from
yeah.
either from a 2D image to actually spin it and look mm-hmm. at it. So a lot of our clients have really benefited from that, and we've gone into some of the local restaurants and bars and for expansions and done some projects for them so they could see, hey, sight lines. This is what our clients
sure.
will see, a customer
oh, yeah.
sitting at a bar, sitting at a table, mm-hmm. As well as a new gym we're getting ready to start. So to be able to give them that three-dimensional image mm-hmm. so they can see that has made a big difference. So.
Yeah, I was going to say the virtual reality kinds of stuff that have really helped people to walk through their house before
right. Right.
their house is even out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And I think, I know I'm one of those people that I want to see the function of it. And so I want to be able to kind of,
right.
I don't know if I want a wall there. Maybe
exactly.
I don't want any walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so. But that's important though, because like the workflow of the way you envision one
right.
thing that this is going to work for you, and then you see it in a 3D way and you're like, well, that's not really going to work the way I thought it was going to.
Right.
Right. I don't want my stove there. I want my refrigerator
yeah.
there.
And yeah.
things like that. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Kevin and Megan with Rubicon Custom Homes.